Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love in sending Jesus to the earth to show us the life, the true life in fellowship with heaven itself. And we thank you, Lord, that you not only showed us the true life, you died so that we can be saved, that we can come out of darkness into your marvelous light. And just as you died to sin once and for all, we can now live for you, in you, with you, once and for all. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
We are reading 2 Timothy 1 from verse 1 to 3. TPT translation. From Paul, an apostle of Jesus the Messiah, appointed by God's pleasure to announce the wonderful promise of life found in Jesus, the anointed Messiah, my beloved son, I pray for a greater release of God's grace, love, and total well-being to flow into your life from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. You know that I've been called to serve the God of my fathers with a clean conscience, night and day. I pray constantly for you, building a memorial for you with my prayers.
Hallelujah. We see the beauty. You know, Paul was knocked off his horse, taken out of death, taken out of darkness to get to know his Lord and his Savior. And then it was exactly the same with Timothy. And so he's encouraging Timothy here, you know, that he once was in death and he was experiencing death, separation from God more and more. But praise God, God came and God rescued him. And that's significant of our baptisms. When we got baptized, we said, we thank you, Father God, for what you have done for us in Christ Jesus, that our sin has been dealt with once and for all, and now we can live for you for eternally. And how can we live for him, and how do we live for him? It's through this our conscience that has now been circumcised. See, we came from God, fearfully and wonderfully made in our mother's womb, and then we came into a world of sin, and then the evil spirit started seducing us. But praise God, when we turn to the living God, he circumcises our hearts so that we can now be free from those deception, those dead works, those lies, and we can now be in tune with our God from the spirit, and then taking hold of it in our soul, our will, our intellect, and our emotions, and then live it out on a daily basis. So his mercies are new every day, so we can just stay in this wonderful flow of well-being coming from God, bringing life and life in abundance. So be blessed to know you serve God with a clear conscience as you just stay in the light and you stay too busy with the good to do the bad. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.